Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arconia. This is Melissa. How may I direct your call?
Hi, James, please.
James, I'll ring. Oh, actually, he is on his phone. Would you like to hold a moment, or would you like his voicemail?
Voicemail's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Just one moment. You know, he just hung up. Hang on one second.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Arconia, thank you for holding.
Hello, James?
Yes, sir.
It's Kevin. How are you?
Good, Kevin. What's going on, bud?
Oh, just trying to get some good news for you here.
Okay.
So, first off, on the... on the Canadian company with Joan,
mm-hmm.
I can't get anything done on that one. I'm just being told that the credit just isn't strong enough to qualify for a Canadian program just because of the collateral being over there and everything else. Just can't get that one done.
That's fine. That's fine. If that's the case, then, you know, I'll let them know. They'll have to find alternate financing or find means of something to do. So I just wanted to... that's why I just want to get an answer so I can tell them, you know, right away that, no, you can't do this, because they did say they had some possible cash options. I don't know where they're getting it from, but I wanted to just let them know.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the other thing, is I do have an option. If they want a cash loan, we can do that for them, because that on that type of a program, the payments will just come out of the checking account automatically. The terms are a lot shorter. They're typically a two-year term max. But if they can cash flow that and they're interested in doing that because of the profitability of the machine, I can do something along those lines for sure. I just can't
okay.
do an equipment collateral-based type loan.
Okay, well, if you want and how much collateral will they be talking here?
Well, no, I'm saying on a collateral-based loan where we would typically use the piece of equipment as collateral, that program's a little bit harder to qualify for because the collateral being in another country. Whereas on a working capital or a cash product, there's no collateral in those loans anyways. So it kind of takes that portion out of the equation.
Okay. Okay. Do you mind calling her once we get off the phone and explain that to her?
Not at all. I can do that.
Yeah, because I think, if you explain it to her, I think they would probably go for that. So if you can get something done on that shorter term, I do kind of think they would, I think they would jump at it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
all
definitely
right.
give her a call. And okay. then on Mark Kirk, I just got phone with him a little while ago. We played a little bit of phone tag. Just trying to get some clarification on some things. There was some very outstanding accounts, as you know. Wanted to get an idea of whether any of those have been taken care of. That was kind of the underwriter's question is, you know, they thought they may be able to sign off if some of the things have been taken care of. The judgment that's on his credit, he says, was taken care of years ago. He's going to try to get me paperwork on that. But there was a few others. There was three or four different things, you know, auto loans and things like that where payments weren't made for like 2 and 3 years. But he said those are inaccurate as well. He has apparently as of Monday hired some sort of credit cleaning company.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do anything. He said he's already paid them. He doesn't want to do anything until he gives them a chance to get that stuff off his credit.
Okay.
So he asked me to call him back in 30 days. So I couldn't really, you know, argue too much. But, you know, he feels like he's going to get a better loan once that's all taken care of, regardless whether I can do this one for him or not. So,
okay.
you know, he just said he wants 30 days and a call back, and then he'll know better at that point whether he's going to be able to, you know, fix his credit or not.
Okay, so 30 days or so on that one. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
do you think
exactly.
it will clear up in 30 days? Will that help in 30 days if he gets them in there?
Well, if the people that he hired are good at what they do, I mean, I told him that what he's paying them to do, he could do himself, you know, in about an hour, and he would know something within 30 days. This, you know, essentially, he says that a lot of the stuff is misrepresented, and if that's the case, you know, any of us have the ability to and the right to question the credit bureau as to what's on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to their website and you can print out. You get a free credit report every, a couple of them every year, I believe. And then you can dispute. You can go onto their website and you can dispute. Most people go and they dispute every single account that has anything negative on it every few months. Because if the companies that have put those negative reports on there don't respond within 2 weeks, I believe it's 2 weeks or 10 days, they automatically come off your credit. So even if they're accurate and you messed up, a lot of times they don't respond and it gets taken off your credit anyways. Or if they were misrepresented, they're inaccurate information, and they acknowledge that those aren't accurate, that it was handled, then they'll fix the credit as well. And that can happen within 30 days easily. But if he's hired somebody that he's paying them, I think he's paying them like $100 a month for 5 months or something, they may take longer than if he was to just do it himself. And that's kind of what I advise them of.
Okay.
You know, because when you pay somebody $500, they probably don't want you to know that they were able to resolve it in an hour. That's kind of in his court. I told him, he should just do it himself, but he said, I've already paid them. I don't want to deal with it. So,
okay. Well, that's fine. That's at least an update on him and he knows what's going on. Okay. Well then just kind of, on that one. Okay. Yeah. On Joan though, I mean, if you want to call her and let her know right away about that, cause I know she was looking at, all different options and she said at some point she did have some cash or, whatever, and didn't want to, spend it now because she wanted to use it with some other options. But if you have an option on that, then working capital will work. I think that her and her partner would go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call her right now. Excuse me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, okay. Right now. And then on that other one I was telling you about yesterday, I haven't heard back from her yet, from the gal, so I'm still waiting on that.
Okay.
To find out what she's doing and, because she's trying to, get, whether she can have doctors involved or not. So I'm still waiting to hear back from her on that. But when that does come through, I'll let you know. And then I already did send her one of your apps. So I'll let you know, when I hear back from her.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah, just let me know what happens as soon as you talk to Joan. And then that way I can follow up with her because she asked for me to follow up with her too this week.
Perfect. That works.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the update, and then hopefully I hear from you soon with some good news that you'll take that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll let you know as soon as I have something positive or negative.
Okay. Sounds
hopefully
good.
Positive.
Yeah. Let's hope so. All right. Thanks a bunch, Kevin.
You got to have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
Bye.